Well, more wildfires, more smoke, and a lot more unhealthy air. A new study from the University of Washington says regional air quality here in the Northwest is getting a lot worse.
This is one more piece of evidence that climate change is happening. I think that people who want to deny the existence of climate change really have their heads in the sand.
That's Dan Jaffe, professor of environmental chemistry at UW-Bothell. He told me about the link between climate change, increasing wildfires, and poor air quality.
First of all, we've made really dramatic gains in air quality as a result of the Clean Air Act. And so across most of the country, the air quality has gotten much, much cleaner. But in the last decade especially, we've been seeing an increasing number of wildfires. And so against this backdrop of cleaning the air, we're now starting to see a deterioration in air quality, particularly in the Intermountain West.
I understand you're particularly interested in fine particles. What's going on with those?
Well, fine particles are some of the most important pollutants because of their health effects. These particles, they're very small, less than 2.5 microns in diameter. They're the particles that we regulate through the Clean Air Act. And the reason we regulate them is because these are the ones that are very small and we're able to inhale them and they get deep into our lungs. And because of that, they have very well documented health effects. And so fires emit a lot of smoke and most of that smoke is in this fine particle category. So we're able to inhale these and they have clear health effects on for people.
And I understand they're really evident on the seven worst days of the year. Tell us about that.
Well, fires move around, and this year we're seeing lots of fires in southern Oregon and California and other parts, but because the fires move around, it's very difficult to look just at the average conditions for any one location. But what we did was we looked at the seven worst days each year, and what we could say is those seven worst days are getting worse each year, particularly in this Intermountain West region.
So on one of those seven worst days of the year then, one of those really bad smoke days, and I'm walking around outside, what's the health risk I'm facing?
Well, it particularly depends on who you are. If you have a pre-existing condition, whether you already have a compromised cardiovascular system, heart issues, asthma, you know, you're going to be feeling this. It's going to increase your risk of a whole host of health issues around cardiovascular issues.
And Dan, I'm wondering, do you imagine this problem getting worse in the future?
Yeah, all indications are that we are going to continue to deal with smoke in the western United States. This is related both to climate change and to forest management. And there's no doubt that as we move to hotter summers, we reduce the amount of snow in the mountains, and we see the soil drying more quickly in the year, that this is going to exacerbate the fire season. And what we're seeing is exactly what's been predicted by a number of groups that model climate change impacts across the United States. Unfortunately, we're seeing it now, and there's no evidence that it's going to go away in the future. There's still going to be, you know, high fire years and low fire years, but we're just going to see more and more of these high fire years.
Dan Jaffe is professor of environmental chemistry at the University of Washington in Bothell. I'm tweeting out a link to his new study right now. Follow me at Kim on KUOW.